Is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Hi, yes, folks, rise and shine. Good Wednesday morning to you, the 7th day of April 2021. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to Toledo, from Grand Rapids across to Detroit, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We are on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and over on BCSN. Find our podcast or listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can find us all online on Twitter. That's right. And individually, Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the Studio. Ryan Elkey is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. And listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Dan, Ryan, happy Wednesday to both of you. I thought at 1 minute, I thought, hey, Tigers start things off in electric fashion in extra innings. We're going to get the three-way Detroit parlay. All of our teams are going to be money line winners. It ended with the Tigers, but it looked good there for a few hours.
I mean, not really. Yeah, what'd you say? I believe your tweet said the Red Wings had a 1-0 lead after the first. Did you turn your microphone off? Because now we can't hear you.
You can hear me now, right?
Oh, okay, now we can. It looked like you were talking, and then we couldn't hear you.
Oh, that would have been good.
I mean, maybe we have at least a competitive baseball team, one competitive team. I guess the Pistons are competitive most of the time, but really not against the high-end teams, it seems like. But, hey, they're getting there.
Yeah, that was a disastrous outing last night from the Pistons, staying up to watch that, and it looked really good early. First quarter looked really promising. And then the rest of the game happened, and it was like, oh, yeah, okay. So Denver has more than we have. They have a Hall of Fame caliber big man in Nikola Jokic. Their roster's deep. Their roster's talented. Paul Millsap's played in the league for like 100 years. It's Jeremy Grant's old gang. One thing I did really enjoy from yesterday's Pistons game was Rod Beard's attempt at rephrasing the quote, "I just want to do hood rat things with my friends," or hood rat stuff with my friends. You know that clip from that kid? I don't know what his name was, or I think maybe he stole a car, and he was probably like 10 years old.
Yeah, why'd you do it? Don't you feel bad? Just want to do hood rat stuff with my friends.
Yeah, so Rod Beard's been on this this bender of how can I rephrase that? He said something about Jeremy Grant gathering neighborhood children for suspicious activities at night or something like that. It was hilarious. So I got some enjoyment out of that. Paul Millsap did try to kill a guy last night with an assault at the rim, but came up short. And by short, right, I mean like just punched the ball off like the front of the rim, and then it hit the backboard. And then wee.
Speaking of killing somebody, there was a murder suspect on the loose in L.A. yesterday. These cops tried to pull this guy over, and he took them on a two-hour-long ride. Like, this guy was going between
three-hour tour.
I don't know if you guys saw this. It was all over. There was probably three or four different live feeds on Facebook that people were sharing.
Really?
This guy was going like 95 through just like the normal streets of LA, just flying, and he ended up hitting a semi and the airbags ejected there. I mean, no joke. Go find the video. At least 40 cop cars were chasing this guy.
I mean, when you saw this happening, you didn't feel the need to like text us and be like, hey, by the way,
I'm sorry. It was
I know I'm
insane.
At work watching a police chase, the LAPD.
No, this was last night. I was watching.
Oh, it was last night.
It was
okay.
while I was watching the Pistons game.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, it that would insane. Be that'd be something I'd be interested in watching.
Well, next Did time you, it happens, I'll send you guys the link.
There will be chases. I can't believe who is it? Usually Worldwide Wob that has the. The chopper footage typically. What about the lady who got aggravated at the, I don't know the full story, but a woman was upset at Taco Bell and decided that she was going to, I don't know if they escorted her out. Somehow she got in her car and the folks outside of Taco Bell were standing there and she hit the people in Taco Bell. She like gunned it straight into the building, blew through the front doors. You had that. And then you had the shooting, I believe it was in Memphis at a Burger King where a woman jumped through the drive-through window and unleashed fire on the employees because they took too long.
As my mom would say, can't we all take a chill pill?
Bad, man. Bad. I the only reason I know of these things is because I have Twitter. Outside of that, I think those two stories I actually saw on Instagram. That's my news source right now. I didn't see anything else anywhere about either of them. So Denver Nuggets, not a good team to run into right now. Points per 100, they're in first. Effective field goal percentage, they're in first. When you look at where the Pistons stack up against them, they're in first. Bad news bears across the board last night. But how about the legend of Akil Badu? I mean, this thing is getting out of control, isn't it? He's like a folk hero, you know, two series into the season. I'm incredibly happy for him.
Dan and I are trying to put together our all-April Detroit Tigers lineup.
Ooh, so that's good. All-April.
You have Badu in center, Brennan Bosch in right, Chris Shelton in first, Ronnie Railroad Rodriguez at short, Jordan Zimmerman, your starting pitcher. That's where we got so far.
I was thinking about this 2 days ago, but I didn't want to say it because it had only been, a couple hits. Akil Badu, he's Kristen Stewart. This is what they wanted him to be.
Wow. Okay. So he is the guy that they DFA'd. It's actually, is this like Scooby Doo, or you mean?
I mean, this is what Kristen Stewart was supposed to be, hitting home runs, playing in the field well.
But he did that in Toledo. Kristen Stewart could bomb the ball. We saw it happen before, but you know who else could really bomb the ball in Toledo? Steven Moya. I watched that guy hit it over a river one time. I mean, Kristen Stewart put one on top of in right field. There is a Fricker's restaurant that's kind of like attached to the ballpark.
Oh yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah,
and that like Stewart, yeah, by the behind the foul pole kind of.
Yes, he went like over that roof. I got moonshot like there it goes. I mean, incredible. One of the farthest home runs I've ever seen. Is it farthest or furthest in that context? I'm not sure. But he just, I mean, that you are right. I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's anything wrong with what you said at all. I think that's 100% accurate. Like, that's why they DFA'd Kristen Stewart. They made room for Derek Holland, but they must have seen something in the spring. Say, hey, no, like this Badu guy's got it. Like, that's if he keeps playing every day, you know, he's got to have the reps. But at the same time, I mean, the Tigers are going to find themselves in a good position to have where you have a lot of bats in that lineup. What else is going on in the sports world? I'm not going to force Dan to play the funny music because we're running out of time. Our conversation here this morning got a little hefty there. But we had three games for our Detroit teams. A final in 10, a walk-off winner, Akil Badu. He wins it for the Tigers 4-3 in 10 against the Twins. Of course, Cruz with more home runs. He is a Tiger killer. Final in a shootout, the Nashville Predators beat the Detroit Red Wings 3-2. That was a disaster. And then, of course, the Denver Nuggets 134-119. Bad news, Bears. I think I had Detroit getting like 13 or 14 and a half in that ballgame. So watching that, it was like, oh, we're going to be fine. Like, this could be an upset outright winner. Yeah, no, I don't think so. Luka Garza won the Wooden Award as college basketball's top player, so congratulations to the Iowa big man. I think that's debatable, but that's just me. And Illinois guard Ayo Dosunmu has officially entered the NBA draft. He is going to hire an agent as well, he announced. I was surprised to see he's projected at number 35. We'll step aside. We'll be back with more. We're going to hop more into that Detroit triple header from yesterday. Next, here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision Headlight Bulbs, starting at just $29.99. Trico Force Wiper Blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel Premix 2-Stroke Engine Fuels, just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the TwinSpires Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000.
2-1.
You got
it! Just like that, the Hollywood script continues! Akil Badu wears a crown to give the Tigers the win!
My goodness, what a storybook start to his young career here in Detroit. Akil Badu with the walk-off winner in the 10th game, tied at threes yesterday. Base hit, everybody go home. That one is done. Now, whether or not you even agree with Rob Manfred and the fact that they do extra innings a little bit different now, that's neither here nor there. But welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000 or call us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527 on Twitter at XB Mornings. And guys, yesterday's game with the tripleheader for Detroit sports, the Tigers early, followed up by the Red Wings taking on the Nashville Predators. Both of those teams were at home, you know, Comerica and Little Caesars, and then Detroit on the road out west, and they got mined in Denver, 134-119. But when you look at the game there from the Detroit Tigers, all in all, I mean, really fun outing. Once again, it is, you know, yesterday was Mize Day, but this morning feels all more like Akil Badu, when really we should be focusing on Casey Mize. But Akil's been so awesome that how do we not talk about him? Casey Mize went four innings and gave up five hits, one earned run. He did walk two, but he struck out four, threw 82 pitches throughout the game. His ERA sits at 2.25 right now. Four innings, would like to see more. Understand why it's only four. Stuff is there. Couple of walks, you know, command you can fix, but the ability to have major league pitches in your bag, he absolutely has them. It was Garcia, Fulmer, Cisnero that came in relief. Fulmer gave up two hits and an earned run. Cisnero gave up a hit and an earned run. And Gregory Soto will end up getting the win. He struck out two in two innings of work. Gregory Soto, okay, like he has legit stuff as well. And if you are the Detroit Tigers, that's a big time win. You improved to 3-2. Nico Goodrum, who's batting leadoff in yesterday's game, a lot of people wanted to see, well, you know, why is Nico Goodrum leading off in this position? You know, and fans were like, well, why wouldn't you just have the kid that's hot lead off in this position? Right? Goodrum playing left field. He could do a little second base as well. The reason is he was, what, 6 of 8 lifetime or something against J.A. Happ going into the ballgame? And so you have A.J. Hinch, who is now assembling his lineup on a day-to-day basis based upon the matchup that he sees, which is what we want. Happ went 4 innings, gave up 3 hits, an earned run, walked 3, struck out 4 through 89 pitches against the Tigers. Once again, Nelson Cruz. Tired of that guy. He just continues to hit the ball over the fence. 3 for 5 with an RBI. Another home run, his third of the year. Robbie Grossman was 2 for 4 with a 2-bagger and 2 RBI.
It's also his third of the series.
Yeah, Nelson Cruz just hits bombs. That's what he does. A lot of juice there, a lot of apple juice there. And what are you going to do?
Do you think he will commission his own statue at Comerica Park?
He should. Could be right outside. Now this is going to sound weird. I don't know if it should be a statue. Maybe not.
He retires, though, if he does the retirement tour or whatever, which I hate.
We have to give him like a golden bat or cleats or a base.
Right, like we're the only ones who should give him any gift. We're responsible, what feels like, for half of your home runs.
It doesn't have to be a gift. Remember, I believe it was V-Mart hit one out of Camden Yards. And they put something on the ground where the ball landed. Something weird like that, just like a plaque, like Nelson Cruz. I think he has something like 40 home runs against the Tigers. So something like that would be funny.
Maybe the idea that they change Brush to Stafford should just be Cruz.
No, yeah.
Maybe you should change the street name to him. Maybe you put up like a little picture of him somewhere. Here played Nelson Cruz, former steroid abuser and Tiger poacher. I'm not really sure what you'd put there. Dan, obviously you worked the game yesterday, so you got to see it live and in living color, man. What'd you make of Casey Mize yesterday?
He looks more comfortable. He just didn't have the fastball yesterday. I think he threw the fastball like 65% strikes, and normally you'd expect him to be like 80% strikes on a fastball, and then, you know, throw in the splitter in the dirt. And the splitter was working very well yesterday. He got a tons of swings and misses, but yeah, he just didn't have the fastball. The fastball was up every single time, and the guys knew it. So they're just taking fastball all day.
Yeah. And it's
Simo says, if you can cut out one pitch, that helps you a lot in the batter's box.
Oh, absolutely. Most guys are only carrying 3 or 4 maybe. So, I mean, you've narrowed down, cut out what, 33% of the options come in your direction. And it was a command thing yesterday for him. But command you can fix, command you can control. You know, but you just, whether you have major league stuff or not is the question. Casey Mize has it.
Did you guys hear Johnny Cain's interview with, I believe it's Casey's wife. I believe they're married.
Yes.
Now, and she was saying that she wants him to keep growing the hair. I think that would be great. Maybe it'll look like Maglio used to.
Yeah, she said keep the curls. And his dad's like, nope, I'm cutting it.
You could tell, like, God bless those young people. That's something my mother would say if they interviewed her on television at a game. Like, I don't know why he's got that stuff on his face. He has to shave his face. The Tigers and Twins will close things down today at 1:10. Boyd will take the mound again, so he'll get his second start. He was pretty darn good in the home opener, so here we are. And this will be the last game of this series before they pick up 3 against the Cleveland Indians Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They will get tomorrow off, will the Tigers, so that's good. And a pretty good way, I mean, you know, if they could take today's game against the Twins at 4-2, you're feeling really good. If they lose, and they're 3-3 through their first six games, depending on what happens this upcoming weekend against Cleveland. Like, it's a pretty big ask to start with your first nine games all interdivision. So good for good on them. And the pitching staff, as excited as I am about being able to watch the guys at the dish, the pitching staff has been very intriguing as well. And, you know, the bullpen was the bullpen yesterday. Wasn't terrible. Wasn't great. Lights out. I think Soto could be the... Soto could be the guy.
Oh, Soto could be the guy. He's got that closer look.
Ooh.
The closer fastball.
He's got the attitude.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, he does have the swag. Yeah, he's got that, you know, final pitch. He spins around in a circle, does a pirouette.
But I kind of like what A.J. Hinch is doing with the bullpen now. He's feeling it out. Of like, all right, Soto, you get the eighth inning. Maybe the next game you're coming into the fourth. Garcia, you get a save. Up, you're coming in the fifth, the next game. Like, we're going to ride a hot hand. Like, if you're doing well, you're going to close the games. If not, we're moving you right out because we have six other arms.
I like that. I like the idea that they're, you know, A.J. Hinch doesn't seem to be set in stone to, you are a, you know, once you get out of the starters, like, you are middle relief. You are middle relief. You are.
Yeah, he's not setting it up on the show of, like, you have to designate everyone in your slot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just kind of nice to see a manager be like, no, we're just, if the matchup's well, we're going with that guy. Just a little more common sense with bullpen use.
Play the numbers. Hey, by the way, you know it's Masters week as well. We're going to step aside. We're going to talk a little NFL draft, little Detroit Lions with Eric Schlitt. That's coming up next here at X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Ah, yes, you hear that sound, the sound of an iron catching one flush, a pin seeker, a dart headed for the green. Well, guess what? This weekend is golf's first major of the season, and TwinSpire Sportsbook has a special primetime play offer for the final round on Sunday at Augusta. Get this, you can sign up now using the promo code PRIMETIME and you get $50 on a $1 bet if any player in the field makes a birdie at any point during Sunday's final round. All you need is one player to birdie one hole and you'll go home a winner. You can hear the crowd roar in the background, no matter who that player might be, but really you'll know the fans, they're cheering for you. Download today at TwinSpires.com or download the TwinSpires mobile app. One player, one birdie, only at TwinSpires using the promo code PRIMETIME. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com, or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.